I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yeah, you're good there. I have laryngitis. Are you ready for this?
Oh.
It's caused by my allergies.
Really?
Wow.
Yep.
I didn't know that could happen.
Yep. My allergies. Oh, no, you ain't got to worry about it. And Diana got his narcotic.
Okay, what have we done? Finding a balance sheet. Right?
How about roll call?
Oh, yeah. Director Wargo?
Here.
And Director Israel?
Here.
Okay.
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 Finance and Audit Committee. Finance and Audit Committee report. Let's go over the balance sheet.
Okay. Yeah, so... So the district's combined
cash. Which one are we on?
It's going to be line 8. I'm going to say line 8. Oh.
Profit loss or...
Oh, right now we're on the balance sheet.
Okay.
Yeah. So district's combined cash, which is line 8, and the late balance, line 10, rounds out to $770,000 at the month end. And then for line 59, the district's total liabilities were approximately $1.121 million at month end.
What was the other one?
The last one? It was line 59.
Okay.
The total liabilities at $1.121 million at the month end. And then you guys are ready to go on to profit and loss?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, why not? Let's go.
All right. So for the profit and loss, line 112. Vehicle upgrades. Year-to-date purchases include multiple invoices from WCLS for LED light installations.
Line what?
It's line 112.
Okay.
Yeah, there was three invoices from WCLS, which you guys will see in the you guys sign the checks, but it was for the LED light installations on the service vehicles. And then, let's see, line 109, Main Street improvements. Year-to-date expenditures include invoices from Warren Duncan Contracting relating to demolition for the Main Street project. That's line 109. And then line 110, meter replacements and other capital. Year-to-date purchases include 30 5/8 meters and a $3,300 invoice from Krieger and Stewart for work relating to the super map.
Related to what?
It's to the map, like the super map. It's for like the, they're doing a lot of...
For Sigma and all that.
Yeah. Yeah. And let's see, line 63, copier and supplies. Year to date is at 80% due to bulk purchase of billing statements from Continental Utility Solutions. That's line 63. And then line 62, supplies and equipment. Year to date is at 80% due to bulk purchases of envelopes from the Continental Utility Solutions.
Well, I would have thought that would have been the copier and supply.
I thought so too, but for some reason, I don't know why the envelopes are separate. They're on a different line.
So both of that, so that purchase got split between those two?
Yeah.
Because we bought envelopes, so like envelopes is one and the invoices were one.
Yeah, so like the envelopes and the insert envelopes were one and then the billing statements were one.
We need to look into putting that together.
Mm-hmm.
That way we don't put so much money out there.
Well, it's weird because the supplies and equipment and copier and supplies.
Yeah. All right, I'll take a note of that.
Yeah.
And then I'll talk to Cindy.
Because, I mean, the envelopes and stuff, you only buy that, every 4 years?
Yeah, because they buy it in bulk.
Right.
It's only every, 3 or 4 years.
So then one of these items won't even be here on
That's nuts. You know it's why, too, is because they buy them both at the same time together. But they're... Because they buy the envelopes every 3 or 4 years, and same with the billing statements. They order all to together.
So those two won't be on the statement next month, right?
No. No, okay. They won't be, yeah.
Yeah, we need to look into... If it's coming in at the same time, there should only be one line item for it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I'll look into that. And do you guys have any other questions? Anything else?
Yeah, line 43,
the generator service contract. Year to date is over budget due to higher than expected maintenance costs for the Apache generator.
Okay, anything else? We get the sign checks now? Because it looks kind of thick over there.
Yeah, it's a pretty good stack. Okay. And does anybody have the time?
609.
It's 509. Oh, yeah,
509.
Yeah, that's the clock is an hour behind.
Okay. Calvin just fixed that last month, too.
We're on the way, yeah.
I remember.
Oh.
It was like right before the time change.
Okay.
All right, so 509, and then we adjourned at 509.
Let's sign those checks.
Here you go.
Yep.
It's like 42 checks in total.
That's a fat stack of checks. What are you doing?